If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for last week. We spoke about WASP and all of the services that we might be subscribed to unknowingly on our cell phones. And speaking of which, cell phone ringing in studio. Apologies for that. And I have to tell you, so many people responded very, very positively to that. It was absolutely, absolutely incredible that it was, it resonated so much with people.
Well, the big challenge really is that people don't even realize what goes on. You touch your phone 150 times a day. Who knows what you've agreed to or not agreed to? It's always good to check.
Absolutely. All right. Tell us about Samsung Galaxy Note 10 and 10 Plus. So, in fact, I'm in the market for a new phone, looking at an upgrade. Is the Galaxy Note 10 or the 10 Plus the way to go?
Well, there's no question that it is currently the best flagship device on the market. It has the latest tech, the fastest memory. This is something people don't even think about. But all the hidden benefits, phones have become, you know, slabs of steel and glass. Generally, they're fairly indistinguishable. Put them all down on the table and they look pretty much the same. The devil now is really in the detail. And more importantly, and this relates to the next thing I just want to briefly touch on, which is the whole Huawei fight going on with the USA, is that the ecosystem that has been developed around the device actually now is becoming more important than the device itself to some extent. But that being said, I had some time with the S10 and the S10 Plus at launch, and Samsung have outdone themselves. They're absolutely beautiful. They launch. They're available for pre-order now. You can probably get them a week early if you pre-order, but they will be available for general sale end of August. The only real hassle is with our wonderful performing currency, the prices are high. The S10 is going to be $18,999 with freebies and a couple of extras depending where you buy it. And the S10 Plus, which is their top-of-the-line, huge 6.8-inch flagship, will be $22,999. So $23,000 for a smartphone. That is a lot of money. The packages are more reasonable, between $899 and $1,299. But still, these are expensive devices. Mm. But I will say that compared to everything else on the market, the hardware is superb. The performance is insane. And you're getting a lot of phone, a lot of device for your money. But as I said, the key is in the ecosystem. Samsung Pay, all the smart things integration. So if you own a Samsung TV, a new fridge, a new washing machine, it all hooks up and connects. So the phone really has become the center of your universe. And this is a good one. It's really impressive. The camera's been rated as the best out there. So if you're in the market and that's your price range, I think that's a serious one to look at. But the year is early. There's lots coming in the next couple of months. Let's see where it goes.
Is the difference in technology between the Note 9 and Note 10 so significant?
Not numerically, if that makes any sense. It's not like, wow, this is another league of technology. Mm. The Note 9 is bigger. It feels old-fashioned. It feels significantly slower. The camera's still very good. The screen's outstanding. But you can definitely feel that the Note 10 is a significant upgrade across all the various things. The screen's better, the camera's better, it's much faster and smoother, it's much smaller, it feels more, it's sleeker, it's thinner, it's got a bigger battery. So it's a significant upgrade. If you have a Note 9, probably not worth upgrading, but if you're in the market and you have anything below a Note 9, or you've got an S10 and you're looking at using the S Pen, as they call it, I would say it's well worth looking if you're in the market for a new phone in that range. If you're not a Apple fan, and you like Android, this is a great, great device. The OS is good to use. It's running the latest version of Android. And it's really, they've removed most of the annoyances that you can think of. It just really does work. And it's a great device to hold. It's easy to use and it does the job right now better than any other device on the market. You know, the smartphone world's very fluid. Things move quickly. Right. And it really is. But if you're in the market and you're ready for an upgrade, this is a serious, serious contender.
All right. And tell us about the ongoing spat with Huawei. Where are we with that?
Well, it's flared up again. The deadline is the 15th of August. The American government gave Huawei till 3 months extension till the 15th of August to continue using American technology in their phones, specifically Android. And then a couple of weeks ago, Donald Trump met with the Chinese and said, look, I'll give you exemption as long as it doesn't breach security or national security issues. 50 companies have applied for special permission to be exempt from the ban. And on Friday, Trump ratcheted up the whole trade issue and said that he is not going to issue those licenses for the moment. He, in fact, specifically stated, we are not going to trade with Huawei. So, unfortunately for Huawei, everyone relaxed and there's a lot of press going on. Oh, it was a brief ban and all this type of thing. Unfortunately, the reality is much worse than that. The ban is in place. American companies are not allowed to supply Huawei with technology. The extension runs out end of next week. And it's conceivable that new devices from Huawei will not be able to incorporate Android or even other American technologies that are on the banned list. So we're at the brink again. Who knows? I hope and fairly comfortable expecting that there's going to be some sort of breakthrough in this. But at the moment, it still casts a doubt over what Huawei are doing. And what they announced last week was another serious shot. They launched their Harmony OS, which is their version or their competitor to Android. And the bottom line right now, here and now, for the next conceivable 3, 4, 5 years, Harmony OS might be outstanding. It might be the most amazing technical operating system, but it has no ecosystem. It does not have maps. It does not have all the apps that you absolutely take for granted. And it doesn't have the ecosystem of app developers that have created all these millions of wonderful things that you use without even thinking on a daily basis. And Huawei acknowledge that. They are trying to build, they've put all the bits in place to make it happen, but the chances are it can't happen for many years. And they have a real problem right now. If they are stopped from using Android right now, essentially you're going to have a very crippled device that might run super smooth, play certain games, have certain functionality, but will be a pale shadow of the functionality and integration with our daily lives that the current devices from competitors that can use Samsung, that can use Android. So it's not great for the ecosystem. It's actually not great generally across the world to have this type of thing going on. But the reality is that Huawei, China, and America are having a grand little battle. And we get, you know, the consumer can get caught in the middle. So it's a real pity, but it's the reality.
Absolutely. Quite frightening. Stephen, you've got your hour show on Thursday morning, 11 a.m.